everybody. This is Macaulay Culkin from the Bunniest Podcast. That's right, the Macaulay Culkin from the Bunniest Podcast. Isn't that amazing? I've actually been told when I do ads that I should bring up my name and the name of my podcast, the Bunniest Podcast with Macaulay Culkin, as many times as I possibly can. Yeah, so check out my podcast. It's actually pretty funny. Wait, what's the name of it again? What's my name again? Yeah, whatever. Enjoy. Now go back to whatever you're listening to. Sorry I interrupted you.
Hey everyone, Davis here. Sorry to interrupt, but I just had to tell you about our new podcast that's out right now called How Did You Miss That? A show where me and my co-hosts ruthlessly shame each other for not having seen popular movies, be they pieces of cinematic history or simply pieces of poop. I'm looking at you, The Room. Each week, one of us admits to missing a seminal movie. He takes some shit for it and then is forced to see that movie. Once he's finally caught up to the rest of us, we break down the film and see if it stands the test of time or was simply just a product of its time. It's a fun, low-key podcast featuring four semi-chill guys who just love movies. So if you also love movies and people talking about them, please do us a favor by pausing this podcast and subscribing to How Did You Miss That on your favorite podcast app. You wouldn't want to miss out on a show about missing out. That's wordplay, right? Yeah. Bye!
One thing we have to keep in mind is that, and we talked about it on the show,
but at the same time, it comes from two different points.
Then all of a sudden, you want to say, oh.
I think for me, I don't know if I can speak for everybody else.
This is Dead in Sports.
This is the place where sports opinions collide. Dead in Sports. I'm your host, Kenneth B. Inge. Thank you for subscribing to the show. Audio only this week. We didn't get a chance to do this one live on YouTube. If you guys are listening to the audio version online. But we definitely appreciate all of you guys watching us every week, man. The numbers are going up, so that's really, really dope. We're running on a bit of a time constraint this week because of the holiday, people going in and out of town. So this will be a shorter show, but we couldn't leave you guys hanging with all of the free agency news that took place Sunday. And so we're here to just kind of give you guys a quick recap and our thoughts on what took place. Real quick, just want to offer our condolences to Tyler Skaggs, the baseball player.
Yeah, 27 years old, right?
Yeah, man.
Pitcher? Yeah, passed this past Saturday. Recording. Yeah, it was unfortunate.
Yeah.
It was. They found his body in Texas, out home in Texas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, played for the Angels. So RIP to him and condolences to his family. Joining me, as usual, is BZ430.
What do I do?
FIFO 24/7.
What it do?
Mr. Disrespect, a.k.a. Nicky Duce.
Man, I almost didn't come today. I was drinking. I was doing all types of stuff to get over.
You felt like Stephen A?
Man, worse.
I noticed you came a little late. I was like, man, what
the dramatization that him and Molly did where he was like looking out the window.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
She like tapped on him and she gave him a hug.
I didn't see
like,
that.
It was
man,
so cool.
He just be, he yeah, just. Yeah, he
was, you got I, to, though.
I feel like he ain't really a Knicks fan, first of all. But nonetheless, man, I don't even know why I'm a Knicks fan.
Well, I was going to ask you that, but I think that's a longer show after what happened. Okay, I see. Yeah, that's funny. In front of the, what is that, a green screen or is that a real window?
That's a real window.
Nah, they in New York now. They be over the harbor and shit.
So I guess, man, let's not bury the lead, man. Let's just jump into it. What Nick is alluding to is KD has indeed signed with the Brooklyn Nets along with Kyrie Irving. B, last year you said that Kyrie and KD will team up. You did predict the Knicks, though, right?
The Knicks, yeah.
Right, but
it was a different New York team.
Yeah, it was a different New York team, but the pairing.
I'm glad you remember that because I was saying that. I was saying this since last summer. I said, don't be surprised, but I said the wrong team. I said, don't be surprised if Knicks make a splash at KD and Kyrie next year. I literally said that recorded on this podcast, on this wonderful podcast, but it was just the wrong team. But, you know.
It's not your fault.
It's not my fault.
It should have happened.
It should have happened. James Dolan should have offered KD the max.
And a lot of other mistakes along the way. Missteps along the way.
Yeah, but I don't know why James Dolan didn't offer
KD the max. The injury, that's what he's saying.
The injury?
The injury was like, they didn't want to put too much money on that situation.
How you feel about that as a Knicks fan?
I mean,
Do you get it? Or are you like?
Well, because I said when things are leading. I think the last time we spoke on free agency, I didn't feel well at all. I felt like, you know, I was hoping he was getting somebody, but the more and more I see these stories that was coming out, I was like, this don't look good at all. And then seeing the result and then hearing the explanation, it's like, well, worst case scenario, what? We have RJ Barrett. We have a young roster. We got the team full of picks, draft picks. When was the last time have you seen New York rebuild and not try to do the flashy, you right. know, flashy?
Because you could have got KD knowing that he was going to be out, possibly be another lottery team.
Exactly, because he's gonna be out regardless. Right. Nobody's playing with KD next year.
Knicks got a pick right next year.
Yeah, they got Dallas pick too.
Okay, so right, get KD, give him the max. Get KD. We got these young guys. We're probably gonna still stink it up this year. We're gonna have a top draft pick again. KD's coming back,
and then he might not be KD if he did come back. He
might not, but I think in KD's favor though. At least KD's not like a real big guy. Like, he doesn't have a lot of mass. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, he's a skinny dude.
And
so
especially with technology and medicine, if Adrian Peterson can come back from tearing both of his the MCLs, he tearing both his knees, and then come back and almost broke the single season rushing record playing football, a more brutal sport, I think KD would be all right.
Well, my thing is I would have signed KD. That's just me. But was I upset when I found out that he wasn't coming because of that reason? Yes. But at the same time, the more I'm marinating on it, I'm like, well, why not rebuild? Like, right. Let's do it the right way. Like, this worked for Golden State. This worked for San Antonio. Like, all the great teams that you think about, mm-hmm. they rebuild the right with the draft. Right. They don't go for a free agency, like signing, until they get to that point where they winning games. And I think that's the reason why Kyrie and Kevin Durant went to Brooklyn, was because they were a playoff team with just D'Angelo Russell, mm-hmm. and, you know, with the big dude Allen.
Yep.
Like, but the thing is, though, is that most big time markets, that's how they do it. Just because it is splashier, it is sexier. I feel the ownership and the front offices often feel the pressure of trying to fill in seats, mainly because in those big markets, think about the entertainment competition, right? Like in Atlanta, there's always something going on. So you have to be able to compete with that. So the marquee names is going to allow you to fill in them seats. Because think about New York, right? Like, if you fill up the roster with a whole bunch of no names and people that aren't a big name, people ain't going to come. But New York got a whole bunch of other stuff to do.
But I feel like people think that about big market teams. And I think that's a false narrative, because only the Lakers do that. Like, if you look at the Knicks when they were popping, it was a draft. Like, Patrick Ewing was drafted. You know what I mean?
But understand what they try to do too, right? Like, New York has always been trying to get that marquee free agent since Patrick Ewing.
And they failed. And they should have realized from LeBron that, okay, maybe we need to just, you know, like Brooklyn is looked at as now like the favorite in New York, as like the team that represents basketball. Now they have KD and Kyrie. And I'm thinking, like, well, how did they get there? Like, they made a bunch of bad deals since 2010. And they now just got out of that to now be successful. If the Knicks started doing that from when they lost LeBron, we don't know what would have happened. If the Knicks didn't trade for Melo in midseason and waited for the summer, we don't know what would happen. You know what I mean? It's just like when you start doing the things, like, slowly but surely show some progression, there's something's going to be shown for that.
Of course, but sometimes, again, certain markets, even some smaller markets like Indiana, they can't go without having at least a relevant team. Like, they can't – there's just certain markets that you just can't rebuild all the way from the ground up. Like, you have to kind of stay relevant and retool versus rebuild.
But the best franchises do rebuild from the ground up. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you go through –
The Lakers haven't.
The Lakers are the only team. Everybody else is built – when the Miami Heat, they – Dwayne Wade, draft pick, and then they ate the fruit of those labors. You know what I'm saying? Like, they got LeBron because of Dwayne Wade. You know what I'm saying? Like, you look at any team – like, Boston – if Paul Pierce drafted, and when they did make the big three trade, that was at the end of their careers. Like, certain things you really should just do your due diligence in the draft.
You sure you're not trying to make yourself feel better?
I am trying to do that. That's what I'm trying to do. Okay. That's why I'm explaining this. This is what I had to tell myself. I would say I got a fifth with me. I should have brought that with me. Damn. Because if we would have signed KD, I wouldn't be feeling as bad.
It sounded like they were definitely in the discussion.
I think if they would have offered him the max, he would have signed with a new
one. I don't think it was just the max.
I think the injury changed all of that.
And that's the thing, too. Like, as much as Knicks fans want to hate on Dolan for this, and this does obviously fit the mold of what the type of owner he is, that injury, no one expected that. The people are acting like if he didn't offer KD the max, like he was just a regular free agent. Like, there's a lot of context here as far as where KD's at in his career, how old he is, how many injuries he's already been through. And then on top of that, you're bringing him to a whole new situation literally across the country.
I think there were other things that, and I can't name them off the top of my head, but there were other things that kind of pushed him out, because if you think about the timeline of events, we know that KD and Kyrie were going to play together. And for the last month or so, we've been here in Brooklyn. So something happened a month or two ago prior to the injury that caused them to shift their landing spot.
Well, Ken, remember, we were here when all of that stuff started going down on Sunday. And I told you KD was going to go to the Nets mainly because Kyrie was so gung-ho on Brooklyn, and there was no organization that was just going to take Kyrie by himself outside of the Lakers. Mm-hmm. So that's how I knew that's where KD was going
to
go.
And also, shout out to Roc Nation. Jay-Z was...
Oh, yeah, 1,000%. Well, he planted that seed how many years ago?
Bro, he planted that seed since what? Since Darren Williams and Dwight Howard, or he was trying to get Dwight Howard. Like, Kyrie is signed with Roc Nation. KD's been with Roc Nation for a while, so it's just like it makes sense that they end up in Brooklyn. And then obviously Kyrie grew up a Nets fan. They were in New Jersey, so he's still on brand with the team. And a lot of stuff makes sense. It just really sucks that you're not going to see them in the Mecca.
Nah, but you guys got Julius Randle, so that's dope. Kemba Walker. B, how do you feel about Kemba Walker going to the Nets? Did Danny Ainge kind of redeem himself a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I guess just from letting Kyrie go. I mean, I ain't going to say, I guess letting him go.
Yeah, he ain't let him go.
Yeah, no, not Kyrie, you know, losing Kyrie, you pretty much, from a numbers standpoint, you know, it looked like they're like the same player. So you still getting the same quality caliber player. I'm interested to see how well he's going to mesh with that system under Brad Stevens. That's going to be pretty interesting, but. You know, I wish he would have been a Piston. You know, I still wish.
You got an MVP? What you mean?
Yeah. Pistons are always 8 years late on players. We was 7-8 years late on Iverson. We was 7-8 years late on Trace McGrady. And we seem a little late on Blake Griffin. He's still playing good right now in his career. And we was late on Chris Webber.
That was early on Reggie Jackson, though.
Yeah, Reggie Jackson, man. Jesus Christ.
But no, I think Kemba in Boston is – I think one of us mentioned it earlier, or just talking about destinations for Kemba. I think that's probably the best fit for him, not only just career-wise, but just finally be able to get to showcase, like, what he is to the NBA. Because I feel like a lot of people – I look at him like, – I think I read an article. Someone mentioned, like, he's probably like a Damian Lillard moment away, or like he in that mode as far as he just needs a bigger stage to show like what he can do.
You think Boston's a good bigger
stage? Boston is a great stage for him. It's, you know, TD Garden.
He's going to make the –
they're going to be at least the fifth seed.
Yeah, they're going to be – like they're going to make the playoffs. I didn't know they picked up Enes Kanter.
Yeah, they picked up Enes Kanter. I think they just did that.
They need an Al Horford replacement.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Makes sense.
But you know what? What's interesting is typically when you swap out players that way and you wind up with the lesser of the two, typically you become a worse team. But I think that they're actually a better team with Kemba, because I think Kemba does more what Brad Stevens wants them to do versus what Kyrie wants to do.
And he gives him the similar skill set of Kyrie. Like, he can beat most people off the dribble. He can finish, you know, through contact. He's a smaller guard, but at the same time, he's just as efficient. And I think he's I don't think he's as clutch because we haven't seen him in those type of moments, but I wouldn't question him with the last shot.
All right. Jimmy Butler. This was shocking.
It wasn't to me. I've been saying it from the jump.
You were saying Miami?
No, I was saying like the reason why I kept saying that if he leaves, he don't want to win is because I keep hearing reports he was L.A. You know what I'm saying? You heard either the Lakers or the Clippers. Then you were hearing, oh, he may possibly try to, you know, go to New York. Then you, Miami comes out of nowhere. And it's just like, why are these, all these other teams are talking to him when Philly can offer him the max?
But you know what, Nick?
They did offer him the max five years, and he turned it down.
And Nick, and I've been told you, like, at the end of the day, there's players that you can't say Jimmy doesn't want to win. Jimmy wants to win his way. Jimmy wants to be the guy, the primary reason why they win.
But is that smart?
But there's nothing wrong with
that. Is that smart, though?
But it's not dumb.
I'm asking, is that
but
smart?
But it's not dumb.
What do you mean it's not dumb?
It's not dumb.
He's going to Miami. What is in Miami? Hassan Whiteside is gone. They tried to ship out Dragic, but that didn't work. So what is in Miami? What is in Miami that he can
culture,
win in this East?
Pat Riley, culture.
Well, you talking about culture. What
no,
culture?
No state taxes.
That's it.
What do you mean what culture?
What culture?
Pat Riley get down.
I understand that, but what?
No nonsense.
Yeah.
They're going to love him there.
And they got no playoffs either.
But here's the thing. Jimmy can be that super boisterous, tough guy there because that type of culture is accepted in Miami. You know what I'm saying? Jimmy doesn't fit everywhere, which is why he's been a locker room cancer.
Jimmy don't fit everywhere because he's overrated.
Well, no. Jimmy, get out of here.
He's overrated.
It's not the fact that he's overrated. What? Jimmy is an old school nigga in a new school league, bro.
I like that, FIFO. Yeah.
He's an old school nigga because he's stubborn and he don't know when to become a teammate.
No. It is being a
teammate
to go take the third string and go whoop these other two niggas that got max contracts, bro. What the hell do you mean?
You know what? Being a good teammate is taking he didn't even need to take a pay cut. He could have just re-signed with Philly and be like, all right, let's run it back. We were one freak shot away from the NBA finals. Or going towards the NBA finals.
But man, like Jimmy's history in the league in terms of his personality and style, this fits him. The only thing that surprised me was the team. Like when we had those
teams surprised
100%.
Yeah, when we had the discussions about whether he want to win, I disagree with you based on the destination. You know, so our discussion was about him wanting to win by leaving to go to Houston, which was a contender, or going to LA, which was going to be a contender. So that's where I disagree with you on that. Him going to Miami, I mean, if you want to add that to it now and make it widespread, a sweeping statement, then that's fine. But I just agree with FIFO in terms of he just wants to do it his way.
But that don't work for nobody.
It works for Jimmy.
Like, smart people learn from their mistakes. Wise people learn from the mistakes of others. Like, we've seen other
people. Don't want to team up with
anybody. We've seen Kyrie just last year try to do that
Giannis.
Same thing.
Giannis don't want to team up with anybody.
But Giannis was drafted with that team, and he stuck with it, and he's trusting
the
process.
But at the end of the day, if you believe that you are a superstar of that caliber where a team can be built around you, then why not
prove it to yourself and everybody else? When has he ever – Giannis has taken his team to the Eastern Conference Finals as the best player.
But here's the thing, though. But Jimmy's never had a team that was truly built around him.
Why is that?
Because Chicago didn't believe in him, right? So that's not fault of Jimmy.
Okay, what about Minnesota?
And they had Derrick Rose.
Minnesota, he proved to them that those other guys that you came over here to help me win ain't guys.
Okay,
those are boys.
And what about Philly?
Philly,
how many teams do we go? You see how many teams I'm going through?
No, and I understand that.
But that's not proving your point.
Philly, in Philly, he felt that he wasn't the guy.
Ken.
Obviously, Embiid is the best player in. Ben is the next best player.
Ken, if you keep telling me that there's this girl, like you keep going through relationship, you can't find the right girl, one day I'm going to say maybe you. You know what I'm saying? Like one day it's just going, we're going to have to look back at you and say like, what did you do in all these situations where everybody felt the same exact way except you? What the hell has Jimmy Butler won to make us think that he's one of these great dudes?
He want to prove it to you,
him.
Nick, because you don't believe it.
I don't. I got to see it to believe it.
But Nick,
and he's trying to let you see it. He never had the opportunity.
The only thing he showed me is that he like women, weed, and weather. Because that's why he going to Miami.
But Philly didn't feel that way about him.
Philly offered. You just said he Philly offered him
the
max.
They offered him the max, but you're talking
same
about
way
how
they. Same way Golden State offered KD the max. And as soon as they did that, Ken, isn't that when I told you that he's going to the Nets?
Yeah.
As soon as I saw that. That was the determining fact because you don't have to announce.
So does KD not want to win?
No, KD already won. Why are we asking questions that we already know the answer
because
to?
Because I spent a lot of time arguing with you guys about him staying in Golden State. Why about him leaving Golden State?
Because it was to win more. It was to
exactly.
win more.
But
Jimmy hasn't won anything.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't pass.
Those are two different levels, two different tiers.
No,
we know
no.
Jimmy ain't on Durant's level.
Yeah, but we're talking about players wanting to win. And you guys, you added more. If KD wanted to win, he would have stayed in Golden State.
What did KD do to show you that he wanted to win? he left the team that he was drafted with that was up 3-1 against the team that just beat him and won a championship, and he went to go join them because that's how bad he wanted to win. How is that the same situation as far as Jimmy leaving a team that was one freak shot away from going to the Eastern Conference Finals to a team that didn't even make the playoffs because and just one, lost their best player ever because in franchise history?
It was a cheat code, and Jimmy not about that life.
All right, okay. Yeah,
Jimmy want to do it his way.
He going to be with the chicks, and he going to be with Dr. Miami. That's the only type of shots he going
to
be with.
KD may not win in Brooklyn. And he left the chance to win.
KD's already a winner. It don't matter.
Don't matter, man.
Hey, so is Kyrie.
Winning is winning.
Both of them showed me that they can win. I haven't seen anything for Jimmy. So right now, he
KD hasn't showed you he can win.
What do you mean?
He showed you he can go to State and win, but that's not the same.
So
you
saying that going
that's
to,
not the same? We if just KD showed you he can win. He
we just
won
saw
an
NBA Finals without KD, and we saw a year before with KD. It's two drastically different teams, Ken. Let's be honest.
Come on, bro. You know that's boosted all by going to State. All by Golden State. We're talking about the same KD that lost the 3-1 lead.
And
we're talking about the same KD that will miss clutch free throws.
And I'm missing.
We're talking
about
the same KD that would shoot 30% in the fourth quarter.
And I'm disrespectful.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
You questioning KD more than Jimmy.
I'm just saying
okay.
that KD took a cheat code to get his titles. Right. And now he done used up the Lakers. He done went there and done slept with them. Then got everything out of them. Done wore their ass out. And now he got everything he wanted. He be like, all right, I'm going to let some other nigga get you. I'm going to go on to this new thing over here that's up and coming, this young thing. That's what he did.
You would have done the same damn thing, too.
Nah, I'm like, oh, no.
You like who? Who's old school? Jimmy ain't old school.
I'm D-Wade. Nah, I ain't like Jimmy. Nah, I would have stayed in Philly. I would have stayed in Philly now.
Can't ask. It's cheaper to keep a shit. Yeah.
All right, man. Let's see. D'Angelo
Indiana.
Russell.
Who? Oh, Indiana.
Oh, yeah,
I like what Indiana did.
No, okay, yeah. What specifically they got?
So they lost Bojan Bogdanovic, yep. But then they picked up Jeremy Lamb, and they also picked up Malcolm Brogdon from Milwaukee.
Oh, yeah, they did pick him up.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Darren Collison all of a sudden just retired. Which was surprising. Like, he had 31. Probably, what, 5 more years at least?
At 31 years.
And he was, and he had a good season last year.
Yeah, he was like, man.
Sometimes – no, when you just sick
because I'm just surprised because it's not like the NFL. I understand if it's NFL for 10 years in the league, but for basketball, they always say play till they rip the jersey off you.
You know, I think what I we're learning, it. Yeah. What's that be?
That's I respect it.
Yeah. And to add on, what we're learning is that you know these guys are human, man.
Right.
And they have
they get tired
you know,
too.
Yeah, they have their own personal desires and ways they want to go about doing stuff. And Darren was like, I'm good. Like, right. I'm good, so I'm going to step away and do whatever
hopefully
he's going to do.
Brother's smart with his money. He's been
that's my main thing. That's what I always think about.
He's been putting his money away or doing whatever smart with his finance, and he's probably like, look, I got enough. My NBA money's good. I'm going to be straight. I'm going to do something else.
I didn't see Brogdon leaving, though.
I didn't either. Yeah. That surprised
me. What about Utah? I mean, we talking about Indiana. Utah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Utah put up together.
Nah,
squad
Utah.
Because now they got
Bogdanovic.
Yeah. And then they got Mike Connolly.
Along with Donovan Mitchell.
Yep.
And they replaced Derek Favors with Ed Davis.
Yep, you sure did.
Where did Derek Favors go?
Derek Favors is
I think he's in New Orleans.
Yeah,
he went to New Orleans.
Oh.
That's another team that went.
Because they got JJ too now.
Yeah, they got JJ. I was surprised JJ left. That was a big surprise.
Yeah,
because everybody thought Philly, like he was gonna stay in Philly.
So
but
now Philly, what you do? You don't got no shooters. What you gonna do?
You let Tobias Harris become that second to third option.
Like I said, you don't got no shooters. So who you gonna have shooting the ball? Damn. Right now, FIFO is doing the Dead End Sports Podcast live right now, and he's playing NBA 2K. He's playing Bloodbath of Dead End Gaming, and it's not looking too good. It's not looking too good right now. Yeah.
You going to need it.
You're going to need that Golden State run, brother.
But, yeah, you know? Utah's nice.
Portland. Portland made some moves.
Yeah, I like what
why you Why are you sighing?
You don't like Whiteside? You don't like Hassan Whiteside?
I do for them. I do for them.
Yeah, I do
for them.
Because
he's
not
their rim runner.
And he's not their main guy. They know who their main guy is. He is just like, in case this nigga get hurt again, we got somebody that can give us a double-double.
Yep.
At least 10 and 10.
And protect the basket.
Exactly.
Yep. And like people said, run the court.
You know what else I like about it? It's a big-ass expiring contract.
Yep. Yes.
Which means financial flexibility.
And they got Kent Bazemore.
Yep.
And they got the drafty.
And Rodney Hood came back.
And Rodney Hood came back.
Rodney Hood took a pay cut to go to Portland.
Yeah. And he shined. He was like, where was this Rodney Hood at Cleveland?
Exactly.
Like when he was balling, man. Like, he was in some big shots for them. So, Portland going to be all right.
They got rid of Aminu, and they got rid of Mo.
Yeah, I know you're happy about that.
Yep.
They made the right moves.
I know you're happy about that.
They've been making moves. I haven't seen Portland be this aggressive in a long time. So, they could possibly be back in the Western Conference Final.
I know.
They could. Look, this year is wide open for everybody in the West. But here's the thing, though. If Kawhi gets to them Lakers, though, the West is shut.
That's funny that we don't know what the hell he about to do.
I love it.
I do, too.
I never thought about it because everybody's been waiting for, like, June 30th, 6 p.m. You know, we going to everybody. That's when all the dominoes fall. And this nigga, like, I could take my time. Like, we have a whole summer to figure this out.
And you know what's so interesting? Because the rest of free agency has been completely the opposite, right? Where I don't know if you guys been watching Woj and all of these reports.
Of course.
Woj was tweeting like it was a damn.
When they're offering these players contracts, they're like, you got 15 minutes to make a decision.
That's what they did to Ron. The Lakers did that to Rondo. They said they offered him a veteran's minimum when he had 24 hours to make a decision.
Did he make it?
He said 15, though. He said 15 minutes.
Did he make a decision?
No, but I'm just saying, like, I don't know. I don't think he made a decision. He might have been like, I'm worth more than that.
And if I'm a veteran NBA player, just don't go on the Breakfast Club. Because I think that's what got Iggy out of the Golden State, man.
It wasn't. It's actually the other way around. So now that more and more new information is coming out, they told him last week that if KD leaves, they're going to move him and Livingston.
Oh, so it was just the interview was a coincidence.
It wasn't a coincidence. It was like once they told him, it was like, man, shit, well, fuck it. I'm about to just say
what the hell. Okay.
Yep.
I got you. So probably during that Breakfast Club, he already knew he was gone.
He probably had a feeling he was gone. He was like, it don't matter what happened.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. Good point.
Yep.
All right. Yeah.
So, yeah.
And that's it. Again, it says a lot about Golden State.
It's about business.
Yeah, it is.
It's about business, but it says a lot about that one person that I don't know her name, but they've been starting to like name drop her. Like she left a couple of months ago, and they started having all of these injuries. So people are asking.
Oh, so she was the thing that held us together.
They're wondering if that was what happened with them.
You know what? You know what team Andre Iguodala would be good locker room for? The Hawks.
Y'all be trying to put these little
Hawks
tidbits in here.
I'm just saying, I always felt that like for the
Gotta
Hawks.
Represent the home team.
I mean, you know, just because I'm this is where I rest my head, still pissing till I die. But I'm just saying, just for the young core of Hawks that they have, I don't know if Vince Carter gonna come back, and now he do say he want to play another season.
Yeah, he does. He's not coming back to the Hawks though.
I think Iggy would be a perfect like locker room, and he can give him 10 to 15 minutes a game. But like, I think locker room presence. I think Iggy would be perfect for this young
guy. I mean,
but they talking about him to the Lakers, though.
Yeah, yeah. I know. I'm just throwing it out there.
I agree.
I was going to say.
But what about Boogie? Because, you know, Woj is talking about that the market is dried up for him.
I think
that's one thing you were definitely spot on about. Like, what happened to him?
Yeah.
Did not see this coming.
Nick was
at
right. I'll admit.
All.
Y'all talk about old school. He's the most old school player on the free agency market.
You know what? When I was reading up on it, because when I saw it, I was like, damn. I was like, damn, poor Boogie. That second injury, bro.
That hurt him.
That quad is what did it.
I think might happen, okay? I might be sounding crazy about this. So I think the Lakers are going to wait and see what's going to happen with Kawhi's decision. And I think if they don't get Kawhi, I think they're going to go after I can see them going after DeMarcus because Anthony Davis already said he would like to play with him again at some point with DeMarcus Cousins again.
Yeah.
So I can see Lakers, if they don't get Kawhi, if Kawhi don't decide to come to the Lakers, I can see with their cap space they have, they can fill out the rosters. I can see them going after DeMarcus.
But with the Lakers waiting on Kawhi, that's them losing out on people.
Not really, because ain't nobody hollering at DeMarcus.
At least quality people to get.
They could have got JJ Redick.
They could have offered good quality shooters and stuff like that. Now you're just waiting for it.
But I think they're going to, I mean, they can wait for DeMarcus. DeMarcus ain't getting scooped at this rate. It looked like DeMarcus not getting scooped.
Yeah, the Knicks was even
so
offer,
if I'm the
about
Lakers,
to offer him something.
Right. If I'm the Lakers, once they find out what Kawhi's doing, I wouldn't be surprised if they go after DeMarcus Cousins and they sign him. Like I said, Anthony Davis already made it public that he would like to play with him again. So I can see them getting DeMarcus. Don't be shocked if DeMarcus Cousins signed with the Lakers if they don't get Kawhi.
Yeah. Yeah, because I think Kawhi is like – I think he's really testing both organizations or all three.
Yeah.
Yeah, by not saying anything, hoping they leak, trying to see who's going to leak something first, and then he'll scratch them off the list. But they're very good job by them. But yeah, man, I think all of the centers got signed real quick too. So that injury, coupled with everybody else signing all the other centers, just did it for him. I don't know. I was like,
that's crazy. This guy when healthy is an easy 2010 guy, and now all of a sudden he can't even get a vet min.
Yeah, man.
Like that's insane to me. But that just shows you where the NBA is, that they just don't value that type of guy, and his injury proneness doesn't help either.
Yeah, this last year or two hurt him big time. So let's see who else we got.
And Beatman, what the hell you put that your friend from New York tweeting the chat talking about some New York got their big free agent. What the hell was that at?
Julius Randle.
Man, gone somewhere with that kid. I'm about to move some furniture. You keep talking about Julius Randle.
I was trying to make you feel good, man. I was trying to get some hope to you, man.
Man.
I hope
RJ Barrett becomes like the next. I hope he's like the Dwayne Wade of this draft as far as like he shows his young promise early.
Horford. Do you guys like Horford to Philly?
Horford to Philly is a phenomenal move.
You think so?
Yeah, because
I think he's going to be back at his natural
position.
That and also you have Joel Embiid insurance, and he's great for the locker room, better than Jimmy.
Yep.
That is a good point about the insurance.
You talking about praising Jimmy, now you shitting on Jimmy.
You see eye to eye.
We've been seeing eye to eye, B, especially on basketball.
I'm just saying, I think that the Al Horford move is brilliant. I think if you can't beat the bully, you know, make the bully your friend. So with him being in Philly, he was going to help Joel Embiid's development. And, of course, we most likely Joel Embiid will get hurt again sometime this upcoming season. So,
man,
good insurance.
All Philly need is they get some shooters, man. Ooh.
I like Josh Richardson there for them, though.
That was a great trade.
I do, too. I think Josh Richardson is very underrated. He's going to show out this year.
He can play. Yeah, he feels the
And he
played
D, too.
I had to go back and look at that trade because I'm like, okay, y'all got rid of all of these pieces to get Jimmy, and then he left you. And all you got back in return is Josh Richardson. Okay.
But they got Tobias, and they gave up more to get Tobias than they gave up to get Jimmy.
Yes. So once I went back and looked at it again, they didn't really give up that much. Covington, who's hit or miss.
You ain't losing no sleep over Covington.
Dario Saric, who's
– you ain't losing sleep over him.
We saw him in the playoffs. Jared Bayless, okay, bye-bye. And a second-round pick. So they got Justin Patton and Jimmy. So Jimmy turned into Josh Richardson, who's a better fit for them. And then so I think it wasn't that bad looking at what they gave up. So,
and speaking of teams who make a bad situation good, the Pelicans, again, Dave Griffin.
David Griffin, bro.
Man, that man is on a move. Like, how the hell was he unemployed for a year?
Who?
They gave LeBron all the credit for what went down in Philly. I mean, in Cleveland. I that's the only thing that makes sense.
Cause like the guy is making the best move. Yes, yeah. He's making all the best moves.
But remember, LeBron was mad
when they fired him. Yeah.
LeBron liked him. Yeah, LeBron was pissed.
So yeah, I was saying this in the chat. I think Pelicans may be
throw the damn towel. I'm sorry. I'm watching FIFA kick up on Kevin's butt on NBA 2K.
Yeah, it's
go
bad.
Ahead, Nick.
No, I was saying, like, I think the Pelicans, if they keep moving in the right direction like this, I think in 2 years they could be a playoff team, like in the West.
Mm. What I say? He can't talk no more. You weren't here earlier.
Can't.
FIFO just casually doing a podcast.
Double duty.
I almost got this nigga about 30.
Damn.
Almost.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, you were dog. You were talking mad shit.
Nah, he was talking. The whole time was, bro. He ain't even beat you. Like, first game, he only beat you by like six.
This game. But I had Orlando.
Nick.
Was I supposed to lose to Toronto playing with Orlando?
Oh, hell nah.
I was supposed to lose, Kim.
All I'm saying is the niggas wasn't producing that night. They was.
Well, Boston ain't produced this time. I'm 2-0, so I'm still 100%.
Well, I want my own, damn it.
Did you get the final, 63, whatever?
I didn't get the final, but this score definitely tells the story. It was 55-36 at that point. I mean, we already know.
Damn, so he only scored two more points?
But last one, and then I guess we'll go ahead and get out of here. The Warriors, man, they got Willie Cauley-Stein, which I think was a great signing.
It was a meh signing.
He's talented.
Willie Cauley-Stein.
It's a meh. For all the other.
Yeah, they signed him.
They got Willie
Cauley-Stein? Yeah.
Why you saying it like that?
Because that's huge for them.
Yeah.
He's a big dude. That don't mean it's huge for them.
No. It's huge for them because he fits what they want to do and how they want to play.
He's a young JaVale McGee.
He is, but the thing is that he can play perimeter defense. He literally can guard all five positions. And I like that because he's the type of offensive player that you don't want making decisions, and he's not going to be that. He's just going to be a finisher. And I think that that is where he serves best, and where else can you finish better as a big man in Golden State?
It's a good
pickup.
Man.
Call me crazy, but I think Warriors going to trade D'Angelo Russell by trade deadline.
Yeah, that's what people are talking
about. Why do people think that?
Why you need him once Klay come back?
In February.
Because you need
I like that starting five with
him. Yeah.
And
why?
Because I start Klay at the three.
Exactly.
Oh.
It's small ball.
I mean, yeah, but I think they're going to trade him at some point. I think it's just, all right, we lost KD. Let's go ahead and get this guy. He's going to be insurance for us while Klay is out. And I think if they can get something good from for him, with the right pieces, I can definitely see Golden State trading him by the trade deadline. I'm just throwing it out there. It might not happen. I want to be early on it.
I would be interested to see what they would want back in return.
Right.
Right, because that's a lot of salary. That's $117
million
dollars in salary. Who would be interested in D'Angelo Russell? Obviously, he's 23. He's coming off his career year, almost 22 points a game. Obviously, the man has court vision, shooting touch, and he has ice in his veins. So, with all that being said, it's like who wants him? In terms of giving up assets to get him, I think that's the most
Minnesota
thing. And what are you giving up to get him?
You probably gonna think about giving up Wiggins. I'll give up Wiggins
for
D'Angelo Russell.
Straight up?
Not straight up, but I mean with a couple pieces. I don't think anybody's going to be straight up for D'Angelo Russell.
They did lose Jordan Bell, so Willie Cauley-Stein is replacing Jordan Bell, and that's an upgrade.
That is. That's
not saying much, though. Yeah. They re-signed Kevin Looney, though.
Yeah, I mean, congratulations.
You lost Iggy.
Yeah. Klay coming back.
Where did Terry Rozier sign to?
He went to Charlotte.
He went to Charlotte. Okay, yeah. So he's starting. He's about to start. He about to get his starting job. I mean, starting opportunity that he always wanted. So
yeah, he going to feel like Kemba.
Yeah, let's see what he do. Because, yeah, Charlotte they ain't doing nothing. You let go of Kemba.
We're going to have to do the brother. We're going to have to
talk about MJ. I was getting to that right now,
but we will have to get to MJ.
Oh, yeah, because we're going to have a track.
How long is he on the team? For about 6 years now, at least.
Whenever they moved to Charlotte, because
he drafted Kemba.
Yeah, he drafted Kemba. And Frank Kaminsky. Mm-hmm. And
MGK.
Gave Batum money.
MKG or whatever.
Then he traded for Marvin Williams. It was just,
A lot of questionable moves.
Yeah,
man.
Jordan. You looking bad, bro.
Damn, where is it? You like Ben Simmons getting the max?
Yeah. You gotta do it. I didn't like that.
But at the same time, they lost Jimmy, so they probably panicking.
They're gonna give him the mats anyway. So
I mean, I don't think he's deserved it. But go ahead, give it to him.
Did we talk about briefly AD? AD. I don't think we really talked about it since it happened.
Is
it surprising?
Well, haven't got y'all reaction. Have y'all talked to you? I know me and Ken talked about it as far as our reaction.
I think.
Was you here?
Yeah, I think I was here. Yeah, because FIFO was gone, I believe.
FIFO.
That's I know he was one of
FIFO had to go to work early. He had to go to work super, super early.
What do you think about the AD thing?
The trade overall?
Yeah, especially now.
I like it. You know what I'm saying? I liked it when it happened. I liked it without the additional cap space, with the additional cap space. It made sense for the Lakers. The draft, obviously helped everybody out that was involved. So with that being said, I think definitely it puts them in contention. And if they do land Kawhi, it puts them as the favorites.
I was going to say, I don't think Kawhi is going to L.A.
He is.
Because I feel like if he was, he would have signed. What are they doing right now?
He's just being a man of his word.
Man, Kawhi.
What does that mean?
What were you saying, B? Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I was about to ask FIFO. So, FIFO, you think what you think Lakers should do with the rest of their cap space? Do you think they should go get Kawhi?
Get Kawhi.
Yeah. And if they don't get him, what should they do?
At that point, you know, you're just filling out the roster. Because there's obviously no other big name person that makes sense that fits with that roster.
And if you get Kawhi, what else are you gonna do with the rest of your money?
Minimums all over the place. Go get Knicks homie Carmelo, J.R. Smith. There's some guys that you could play minimums to that would outplay that minimum contract. I think the Lakers might still have a mid-level exception. So I think that, Woj is saying that DeMarcus Cousins isn't probably even going to get the mid-level. So if the Lakers have that, I'm definitely giving that to DeMarcus. They still got a lot of things.
So why you think Kawhi is going to the Lakers?
Kawhi is going to the Lakers because I think that if he was going to go back to Toronto, he would have just mentioned that he would have went back to Toronto. And because he's not doing that, when I look at all of the situations, which situation is best overall right now? Right? Like
Toronto.
Clippers are not. Because the Clippers
I'm just fucking with you.
The Clippers are just Toronto West. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And if you're going to move, then you got to go for something that's better. And he's never played with a LeBron or a, you know what I'm saying, Anthony Davis. So that's better.
That's too many mouths to feed in LA.
It's not.
And we know Kawhi would have to be the number one.
And I think at this point LeBron is cool with that. I think LeBron
is he?
I think he gave up
23.
Yeah.
He gave up 23 because he had to.
Nah, he didn't have to.
AD was not going he was like, "Bro, I'm gonna need that number."
And LeBron.
Who's the biggest fish still in the pond?
Right.
Who needs who more at this point of their career?
That doesn't matter though.
What do you mean that don't matter?
That doesn't matter because at the end of the day, honestly, AD needs LeBron more than LeBron needs AD.
AD's younger. He has a lot more time.
But it doesn't matter though. But LeBron has won. LeBron got chips. LeBron has led franchises. AD hasn't been. AD's played 15 playoff games, bruh. 15. So nah, don't. Everybody outside of Kawhi needs LeBron on that squad.
I think for LeBron legacy, and he knows it, that he needs to go out with some type of bang, and getting AD and trying to get Kawhi is the best option that he has for that.
That don't really fit his personality.
What do you mean?
Going out with a bang like that?
LeBron
to get them?
Well, he has. When has he ever not gone to a team and he's recruited multiple All Stars to go after chips? He does it everywhere he goes.
Yeah, I mean he just likes to play.
So that's going out with he doesn't want to go.
You're attaching an agenda to something that he's always
this
done.
This is the NBA. Everybody's got an agenda.
Nah, don't even try that, Nick. Don't even try that, bro.
Come on. You say LeBron James and Clutch Sports don't have an agenda?
I'm saying that LeBron James has historically always wanted to play with other players that he sees on his level.
Exactly.
But that doesn't.
That's an agenda.
No. You're saying he wants to sign these players to go out with the bang like it's this ulterior motive. I'm saying he wants to win.
It's just
who he is as a person.
He don't like playing with scrubs. He don't like playing with young boys. He wants to win with all stars. That's an agenda. Like I only want to do this because I get something out of it.
Nah, you're trying to change it now.
I'm just saying. I don't know. I don't feel like this LA thing is a sure thing because I feel like if
100%
going to the Lakers. He going to the Lakers, man.
I think he's
about to be a Laker.
It's where he wants to be.
His last meeting was with Toronto, so we don't know what they could have said to him.
I mean,
100.
I know what he's going to say to them.
Kawhi about to be with 80 and Bron.
Yo, when you got three out of the top five guys, bro, that's going to be hard to be. I don't care what you put on that. Bro, like
that's
I
Miami
say,
again. That's me, Miami 2.0.
Hey, look, I'll take 250,000. You know, matter of fact, me and B will split 500. How about that? How about that? We could go over there.
And then y'all be traded by the deadline.
Because the reason why the Clippers came, and I saw that. That was nice.
I saw that.
Why the Clippers really entered into the conversation is because, you know, he couldn't get to the Lakers. And he's want to play at home in Cali.
In L.A., yeah.
So,
but Paul George said the same thing.
Yeah, but Paul George was bitter that they didn't trade for him. And – Chris Carter said this. He said that one of the conversations that the group had for the Lakers is that, did you guys try to trade for me when I was trying to get out of San Antonio? Mm-hmm. And they were like, yeah, we did. So that means that he said, but San Antonio wouldn't play ball. So it was like, all right, so y'all did want me. It was the organization that he doesn't like. So now it's like, all right, well, what's going on with this organization right now? And I forgot the other one, but I just can't see him going to the Clippers over the purple.
I hope he pulled.
It's not good for the brand.
Yeah, it don't make sense.
I hope he pulled a rug under everybody and just signed with the Knicks. Be like, all right, I'm on a mission.
Hey, you know what, man? Hey, look, until free agency's over, you can't be on the podcast anymore. You just hey, over here, you capping.
I'm coming back with, if Melo signed with the Lakers, hey, Ken, I'm on the bandwagon with you. I'm purple and gold till I die. But nah, I mean, I don't know.
Nobody knows.
With Kawhi, it's like you have to, I think it's you predict the unpredictable. Like, you just go with whatever.
Yeah, he's his own man, man. He makes his own decisions. I love the way he's moving. I love that he didn't immediately say, I'm going here or there. I think he let everything settle down. He's just sitting back chilling, feet up, drinking, you know, wine and gin and Hennessy out of that cup he got, that trophy. and that's it, man. And I really think he's testing in organizations to see if they can keep things on the wrap. And then he'll make – but either way it goes, he's going to make his own decision. And that'll be that. But why wait a year? You know, I mean, I get running it back and trying to see if you can run it back. But
because he can, because if he gets to his 10 years, he can get that super, super max.
No, but what if he gets hurt like KD? If he gets hurt like whatever his name
KD
is?
KD got hurt, Boogie. He still got the max. Or like he got close to the max.
Kawhi wouldn't get the max if he got hurt like that.
If he got hurt again, Kawhi would not get the max. He earned a lot of people's respect with his Toronto run.
Kawhi doesn't have KD's game. He would not get the max. He would not get the max. Oh, that was the other thing is, you know, can I hire my own staff like LeBron? They're going to give him whatever he wants. So we'll see, man. But I got the Lakers. FIFO has the Lakers. B, if you had to take a wild guess, what do you have?
I say he stay with Toronto and just do it 1-1.
Okay.
That same thing. Right. I think he's doing that.
I've been saying he's going to the Lakers all year. So we'll see, man. But either way, we'll find out in a month. No, I'm just playing. All
right. It might be. He might push it to like August.
It might, man. It might, but.
And then at that point, the Lakers going to have to make a decision if they're going to wait or not.
They'll wait. Yeah, you got to wait. You got to wait. Everybody's going to wait. The Clippers are waiting too. Toronto's waiting. Everybody's waiting. So we'll get into some more of the smaller free agent signings and any other updated news later on down the line. I think we will probably more than likely have one more once Kawhi signed. Hopefully that's not while we're on vacation this week. So hopefully it'll go down next week. But if it does happen while we are out, then we'll have an updated podcast with our thoughts on that next week. So there won't be any emergency things because FIFO and I will be indisposed. But you two are more than welcome to do something if you won't be.
Oh, no, I'll be out of town, too.
Okay, so, well, there y'all have it.
I'm going to be dog-sitting. Gizmo!
And then after that, man, we're going to kind of slow things down for the summer break. We're going to, you know, get some content for you guys that we'll release during that time. But
what about Chris Platty?
Huh?
What about get him to record some stuff?
Oh, maybe we can. Yeah, maybe I can upload some of his shows on here to just give you guys something to listen to. That's a good idea. And Manny, too, Brian. Yeah. Yeah, so maybe some of the programming will come from some of the other sports shows on the network.
I was going to say, I saw a comment on the Reddit that they want us to talk about some baseball.
Yeah, Manny, I got y'all. Manny covers baseball.
Yeah,
so.
I can maybe do some baseball talk with Manny, or we can just hop into some baseball talk. But yeah, man, that's going to do it, man. We'll catch you guys next time. We out. Peace.
Peace.
Hey, I'm Sapphire. Want to hear something scary? If you love getting the chills, make sure to tune in to the Something Scary podcast. Come join me as I read the creepiest urban legends, folktales, and ghost stories from my friends, family, and listeners like you. Like stories about skinwalkers, powerful sorcerers with the ability to change their appearance into another animal so that they can kill more easily. And hearing about them draws them right to you. Oops. Subscribe to the Something Scary podcast in Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.